Hello, everybody. This is Bobby Walker with the Journey of a New Entrepreneur podcast. Today, I am recording from the top level of the parking garage at Universal Studios Florida. And I'll just say this. I think that's pretty cool. My kids were done with school today. I was done with the work day. And my two youngest ones were like, hey, Dad, we want to go to Universal. So we packed up. We drove here. And I knew I hadn't recorded this episode yet, so I told them to go ahead. I was going to sit back in the car for, half an hour, record a podcast, and then I'll catch up with them and have some fun. So, I hope that made you a little bit jealous, because where I used to live, there just wasn't this much fun stuff to do. But here in Orlando and the surrounding areas, it's really, really awesome. A couple weeks ago, we just decided we're going to the beach. So we hop in the car, we go to the beach. It's great. Loving life. Really, really happy that we made the decision to come here. But that's not... You know what? That is what I'm here to talk about. It's Mind Dump Monday, folks. It's Mind Dump Monday, y'all. So I just get to talk about whatever's on my mind. And really what I do want to talk about today is I made a video on YouTube, on my YouTube channel, Journey of a New Entrepreneur, called Mastering Myself. And I don't know if that was a good title, but I think everyone kind of gets the point that's seen it, which is it's about taking control of all the things that I can control and getting rid of these self-limiting doubts and self-limiting beliefs that I have within myself. So here's the deal. There's a lot of things that I've been able to be very successful at. We all have our strengths. We all have our weaknesses. I've been a guy that's been able to keep his eye on the prize, push through, like when something's not working, being able to fly off of my instruments or my radar, so to speak, instead of my vision, what I can actually see. It's like, if you know something works, you just do it, you give it time, and eventually things pan out. So I've been able to, maybe persistence is a good thing, a good way to describe that. But one thing I've always been really bad at, or I've been very weak at, is mornings. I've always said I'm not a morning person. And I've stopped saying that, not because I've been getting up early, which I actually have been lately, and I'll talk about that here in a minute, but because I think that's offensive to the people that work hard, show discipline, and get up early in the mornings. And I know some people naturally are morning people, but I believe that the vast majority of people that make it happen in the morning, the highly successful, the highly productive people in life that I look at and draw inspiration from, I don't think they just came out of the womb naturally a morning person. I think they've made decisions in their lives where they've said, in order for me to achieve my goals, I've got to start my day right. I've got to start it off on the right foot with the right tone. Also, I've only got 24 hours, and one thing I can sacrifice is sleep in order to have enough time to achieve my goals. So I see all these successful people, whether they're movie stars, whether they're athletes, whether they're the celebrity CEOs and celebrity business people, and there's a bunch of common themes with them, but one of those themes is they're early risers. And I was watching a motivational video. Actually, I was listening to a motivational video on YouTube while I was cleaning some windows the other day in my window cleaning business. And it had just a compilation of a bunch of people, some people I'd never heard of. They were business people or motivational speakers. Don't even know who they were. It also had a clip with Arnold Schwarzenegger in there talking about how he would set goals and visions and stuff like that to stay focused. It had The Rock, the professional wrestler, that's turned actor. He's in there. And these guys are sharing the things that they do. And I was actually listening to the portion of The Rock, and he was just sitting there talking, just talking about what he does. He's like, I do my second workout before anyone else is even awake. And I don't know what it was as I was watching this video or listening to this video that day, but I think I listened to the entire thing, which was 30 minutes long. I think I listened to it 4 times in a row because it just struck a chord with me. And I thought, here's this dude that, first off, is a monster. You know, I mean, he's, if you've never seen him, Google the guy. He's huge, he's muscular, you know, he's just a giant. And people don't achieve those goals without extreme discipline and dedication. But he's also successful in his acting career. You know, the dude sings, he dances, you know, he does it all. But he's got this reputation of extreme discipline. And I've always, I shouldn't say always, but I've seen stories and seen things about him for years. And I've always been shamed, quite frankly. Every time I would see this level of discipline that he would put out, whether it's with his diet, he released like an app for phones, an alarm clock, where if you wanted to, you could wake up at the same time he wakes up every day. And I was always like, that ain't gonna happen. I'm not getting up at 3 a.m. just because The Rock's getting up at 3 a.m. But in this video that I was listening to, he was just talking about how, listen, it's dark out. You can't even see me, and I'm hitting cardio. Then I'm going to eat a quick, healthy breakfast. Then I'm going to go and hit the gym. And then I'm going to go to work, and I'm going to work all day. And then I'm going to, when I'm done working, I'm going to spend this quality time with my family. And then when I'm done doing that, I've got some studying to do because I need to get better at the things that I'm passionate about. And I thought, you know what? If that son of a bitch can do it, I can do it. And there was just something that resonated deep inside of me with this video. So as I'm working, I said, you know, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to do a 31-day challenge. And I just picked 31 days because that's the longest, you know, most number of days in a month. And I thought, I'm going to give myself a solid 31 days. And I'm going to wake up at 4 a.m. every morning. And I'm not doing it because I want to work out. I'm not doing it because I need more time to get a particular thing accomplished, which I do need those things. But I'm going to do it because that's probably the biggest weakness that I have. It's probably the biggest thing that I've always felt like I was powerless over, is getting up early. Even if I was going on a plane ride for a vacation that I couldn't wait to go to, I just don't get up well in the mornings. So I made a commitment to myself. I'm going to do this. And I was pumped and I was motivated, and this video was just getting me all excited. And for a solid 2 hours, I'm just like, this is great. I'm going to conquer this part of my life. And if I can conquer that, I know I can conquer anything. And once I conquer that, I know I'll have the same amount of time that any successful person has, and I can achieve the same things that they can achieve. And then reality hit. And then the day went on. I started getting tired. I think I was up at 5 o'clock that morning for work anyway. And we worked until about 5 o'clock or so that afternoon, or that evening. And I'm on the drive home, and I'm dragging. And I'm like, oh my goodness. And I already knew I couldn't back out, even though I'd made the commitment only to myself and no one else knew about it. I knew what I had to do. Because like I said, guys, I just can't describe it, so I don't even know if I'm going to continue to try, but there was just something that grabbed me in this moment. And I'm like, and it was like, Bob, you have to do this. If you want to achieve your goals, if you want to grow this business to the level that you want to grow it, if you want to buy your wife the house that you want to buy her, if you want to be the father that you want to be, the husband that you want to be, the leader that you want to be, the friend that you want to be, you've got to do this. Because if I can conquer this portion of my life, I know I can conquer the rest. So I got online that night, and I just posted it out there on my YouTube channel and on my Facebook page, just telling people I'm doing a 31-day challenge. I'm waking up at 4 a.m. every day, and I've got a few rules, and one of them is I only get to spend 3 seconds laying in bed from the time the alarm goes off. No snooze alarms are allowed. No laying in bed looking at my phone is allowed. That's it. So I'm going to wake up, hop out of bed. I'm going to go to the den so I don't wake up my wife. I'm going to do some jumping jacks or something like that for, you know, a good 2 or 3 minutes just to get the blood pumping, to get my mind awake. Then I'm going to watch one motivational video just to help me get through this difficult, you know, morning for me. And then I'm going to do some daily affirmations. And this is something that I learned in a book about mornings called The Miracle Morning. You should read this book, even if you're a morning person. And it talks about starting your day off right. And it talks about these personal affirmations. And, you know, in my generation, I grew up where Saturday Night Live made fun of people that did that because I was good enough and I was smart enough and gosh darn it, people like me. And such a joke was made about it. I've always thought these daily affirmations were just a joke. But yet again, I see these successful people, the hyper successful people in life, and they all say to do that. So now for 31 days, I'm going to wake up, get the blood pumping for 2 or 3 minutes of, you know, some cardio, just something to wake myself up. I'm watching a little video just to give me some inspiration. I'm reading 5 daily affirmations. I've shared the first one on my Facebook page. You can check it out if you'd like. Then I'm going to start working on some systems that I need to build out for my company. I'm going to give myself about 20 minutes to do that. Then I'm going to be at the gym at 5 a.m. when no one else is there. I'm going to do my workout. I'm going to come home. I'm going to shower. And then I'm going to continue to plan for my day and start the day out right. And I'm going to have all this time to get ahead. But guys, the point isn't that I can do all these things or that I'm being more productive. The point is I'm conquering who I am. And I'm excited about it. Now, right now, I'm like, oh shit, I've got to wake up at 4 a.m. tomorrow. You know, here it is, 7:43. I'm tired. I've been dragging all day. I've got to go out and put on the face and hang out with my kids and have a good time here. But 4 o'clock tomorrow is very real and very not exciting for me. But here I am. So as I'm doing this mind dump, I'll just probably close with this thought. I'm at a place in life where I realize I have a choice. And I realize that I have the choice to choose to build the life that I want. I'm, you know, sure what? You know what? I may not achieve every goal that I set out. I want to own a house off of the A1A highway down in South Florida overlooking the ocean. I may not have a big enough net worth one day to buy one of those houses. But I can build the life that I want if I choose. But I've got to choose waking up in the morning over sleeping. I have to choose reading books to help me be a better leader so I can get the right kind of people in my business and keep them instead of just dicking around on Facebook all day or watching The Office, you know, for 2 hours a day like I like to do on television. I have to make the choice to do the things that a good husband does to make his wife feel appreciated instead of just sit back and relax because I've had a long, hard day. And the same with my children. So I'm at this place in life where I know the choice is mine. I'm doing this 31-day challenge, which started this morning. And I'm going to conquer my life. I'm confident that once I achieve this 31-day challenge, that my life is going to be significantly different. Now, it may not look different from the outside looking in, but on the inside, I know that this is going to be such a victory for me. And it's going to help me springboard into achieving the other goals that I have and goals that I don't even have yet, but will soon. So I'm excited about that. I hope you guys join me on this journey. If you go to my Facebook page, Journey of a New Entrepreneur, it's pinned at the top right now. It's it talks about my 31-day personal challenge. Every morning, I've got a post on that. I've got to put a post within that post saying that I'm up, out of bed, and going with my plan for the day. So if you want to join that, feel free to do so. If you're listening to this podcast 32 days after I've recorded it, of course, you're not going to be able to be a part of that journey, but you can go back and look at it and see how I did. We can see if I succeeded. We can see if I failed. We can see what I learned from it. I hope you guys join me. If you need to reach out to me, the easiest way to do it is to find me on the Journey of a New Entrepreneur Facebook page. You can also follow me on the Journey of a New Entrepreneur YouTube channel. And of course, subscribe to this podcast. If you're enjoying this podcast, if you're listening to it, please give me a review on iTunes. It just helps me out. It helps me build something that I love. And guys, I don't know you, but I love you, bro. I love you, sis. Get out there, kick ass, take control of your life, and let's build the life that you want. I hope you guys have a great one. Peace out.